Do you guys, does everybody here play Wordle every day?
I forget sometimes.
Yeah, I think I forgot like yesterday, but I try to do it every day.
Like, so I, you know, we record this podcast every week and I feel like we're all pretty good at talking and using words and stuff. But the moment like I have to come up with a word based on whatever the clues Wordle gives me, I'm like starting to make up words in my head. I can't think of any.
5 letters is like the weirdest a number of letters for some
like
reason.
I'm suddenly I'm like glunk. Like,
oh, words make sense.
Yeah, or like pring.
I almost gave away the day as Wordle,
like,
but
I'll. Like, I'm just making up nonsense words because my brain completely flatlines whenever I have to think of a 5-letter word that has, like, an H on the end of it.
Did
I'm
y'all,
like,
did y'all do today's?
Not yet.
I might have done it last night, actually.
I did mine. I think I got in the second to last try.
I was just, when I was putting, I'm not going to give it away since, well, by the point this comes out, it won't matter.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just, like, putting the words together, with, like, a...
I bet there's
just
some.
Didn't make sense. Totally
I bet there's some
sense.
Guy out there that if you spoiled it today, like doesn't get it today and is pissed that you spoiled what the word was.
Yeah,
you know,
like
that is still mad about it.
Later.
Yeah, 4 days later, he just never. He just never wants to know. You know.
Yeah.
And I feel so. But anyway, like point being is like that thing. Just I like it brings me to my knees every time I have to try to come up with like a 5-letter word that has a K and a P in it. Like,
oh, if it brings you to your knees, that means today's Wordle is slash.
Yeah, that's what that was today. So you already gave it up.
Yeah,
I don't get it, but okay,
I don't get it either.
That's a it's a Welcome to the Jungle reference. Bring you to your shout out to my knees.
My brain just wants to do 4-letter words and 6-letter words.
Yeah.
And it's like, it'll keep doing it. I'm like, no, no. And it just keeps like, and it's funny because like,
poop.
Now, yeah.
Dick.
Mall.
Mall.
But like, now Antonio will watch me do Wordle sometimes. Turd. And like, he's like getting real good at like reading these days, like better than I'd. You know, like he's progressing.
Wait,
normally,
were you about to say better than me? It sounded
better
like you're
dumbass. You know.
It sounded like you were about to say. I mean, better than.
Can
he's,
you spell
he's
better than
good.
A 5-year old?
Look,
is
he's
he
getting
like
good.
Me?
Shut the fuck up.
Is but he now, like me?
To be fair, he probably does spell better than most clientele that I've had to deal with.
Probably.
He smells better than most clientele you have to deal with?
Yeah, that too.
But no, now he'll watch me do it and he'll like be like giving me suggestions and be like, is it mall?
He's coaching
like,
you through it.
That's 4 letters.
Wait, so you're getting mad at him too for
like malls?
Oh man. I could have guessed
malls.
Do y'all like, ever...
Father, the word is so obvious.
Do y'all ever like sacrifice a word just so you can kind of like see where? Because I'm like, I know that I've already used this, and it's telling me I can't use A. Right. But I'm like, I gotta put the
just
word
to weed out some other letters. Yeah,
you say the hell I can't.
Yeah, and then I'm like, sorry, soldiers. You know.
Hey, speaking of spoilers, do you guys ever watch What We Do in the Shadows? The show.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a. One season behind, but I do like it.
So I just now just watched the preview for the next season. And I know it's not like a that kind of like dramatic show where it's really important that you stick with the plot line, but there's a huge spoiler in it. Like, it's really gives away a big surprise in the preview.
They do that so much in trailers. Like, there's this, there's this movie coming out called Bullet Train. And I've seen the trailer for it a couple times.
Is this that Brad Pitt movie where he wears a stupid-ass bucket hat in the trailer?
I mean, the bucket hat looks cool.
The bucket hat does not look cool.
It looks so
bucket
cool.
Hats have never fucking looked... The
Dude,
only person to
so
ever
cool.
make a bucket hat look cool was Missy Elliott.
What about Shaggy?
I don't know.
Exactly,
I think
exactly.
Hats
what
cool.
about him, Vic?
Bucket hats look cool.
Josh, stop it.
I'm
stop it right now.
One.
No. You can
I
you
mean,
can have your ironic...
I liked when he played with Guns N' Roses.
How many more?
I remember when I saw Bucket Hat open for Les Claypool and the Flying Frog Brigade. Yeah. Josh, you can have your ironic hipster mustache and your Mets gear and all sorts of shit, but you are not going to sit there and convince me that bucket hats have ever looked cool. Okay, LL Cool J. That's the only time, like, him and Missy Elliott. No, those were plant pots.
I mean, those can be used as buckets if you try hard enough.
No, because they have the little opening in the bottom to let the water out when you overthrow your plant.
Yeah, put scotch tape on it.
No, I'm not going to.
Scotch tape wouldn't hold it closed.
Yeah,
that's exactly. What you say.
Idiot.
No, I don't know. In that trailer, they show it's what it seems like a main character. I don't know if he's main character.
That obviously. Trailer was confusing as fuck. In all honesty.
I think that's kind of the point. I feel like everyone's a bad guy is kind of the whole thing, like trying to get the thing. But it's like show someone dying, and I'm like, well, that kind of sort of.
Quite often, trailers will do the thing because, like, obviously. People that piece together trailers are aware of the feedback about trailers giving away spoilers. So I feel like a lot of trailers now give you what you think are spoilers, and then it's a twist in the movie. Is that not the case? I'm really trying to imagine what the twist in this, and what we do in the shadows could possibly be.
Well, don't think about it too much because it's really disappointing. I wish I hadn't known.
Yeah. I was going to say, I haven't seen any of that season, so thanks.
Are you eating fried chicken while we're podcasting?
Ryan, what the fuck are you doing right now?
I'm eating a breakfast sandwich.
Why could you, like, you had 9.5 hours since midnight last night to eat a breakfast sandwich. Why are you eating it right now?
Because you didn't sleep, obviously.
To spite you.
Well, despite our listeners, you know, because everybody listens to podcasts so they can hear people munching into the microphone.
I'm also trying out for a mukbang YouTube channel.
Nobody knows what that word means. Shut the fuck up.
You also said it. Yeah, you said it in a way that you were pronouncing Spanish words.
You're the CNN correspondent in Rio de Janeiro right now.
Mukbang. Here in outside of Tel Aviv and. Al Jazeera Television, we were looking at mukbang. Thanks, BBC.
Josh, what accent was that?
I think it was my BBC accent.
I don't know.
Like, was it 1930s aristocrat, like American aristocrat, or was it BBC journalist?
Transatlantic BBC.
Like an actor trying to determine what accent they're going to do. They're sitting around, they're like, I don't know, man, which would I go through? They just kind of cycle through a bunch.
You're a rich kitty cat, just then.
Is mukbang a Pokemon?
It probably is.
Spoilers.
What am I thinking of?
There is a Pokemon called Muk, and most people remember only close. That name because
most people want to bang backwards.
How does the aristocrats joke end?
The aristocrats joke or the aristocrats joke?
The aristocrats.
Oh, that's how the joke ends. Okay. That is the punchline. I was like, the point of it is like you just tell the most outlandish story and then the punchline is the aristocrats.
You know, this is a really great idea if you just tell the plot line of the aristocrats, but like you add in a bunch of like incest and then shitting on each other and the aristocrats.
That's actually pretty good. Have y'all ever seen the aristocrats?
Like a thousand times. It was Antonio's favorite movie for a while.
What? Really?
Weird.
What?
Yeah, it's okay, good. Damn. It's a good movie.
I mean, I guess it.
Okay, no, I'm not knocking. I'm not saying that it's not a good movie, but like when that movie came out, like the 80s, did it?
It's like saying your favorite movie is Masterminds in the 1990s.
It's somebody's favorite movie.
Is it? Antonio liked that one too.
Oliver
he's a child, company. You know.
Did he like Oliver and Company?
I don't think we ever watched that.
He has not put away childish things yet because he's a child. Okay. All right. So hold on. Aristocats, like,
Bluth movie?
What year did that come out?
I can look it up.
I think you're right. 70s, I think.
Yeah, it was one of the
earlier ones. Okay. I'm just saying, like, that's a kind of a strange period where it's like not the early 90s Disney movies, like, or late 80s where you had like
1970.
You know. Whoa, 1970. Damn. So Antonio, man, he's an old soul.
Well, isn't, you know, before that, his favorite was the original 101 Dalmatians. And that's like a super old one too.
Yeah, that's true.
Ava Gabor did.
I thought you were going to say Citizen Kane or something.
Duchess. Didn't Ava Gabor do the voice of one of the mice in The Rescuers?
Yes.
Huh.
Bianca.
Damn.
All right.
Good job.
Yeah, this is all fresh because Antonio watches these. Rescuers also Vic, one of his Vic favorites.
Vic is a Disney historian. Vic is a Disney adult. Oh my God. No. Oh no. We've outed Vic as a Disney adult.
Do you take Antonio to like trivia night? And use him as part of the team?
Somehow you set that up, or like, do you take Antonio to be your lawfully wedded son?
Hey, look, I'm the wedding officiant here.
All right.
Okay, y'all ready to start recording?
I've done been.
I'm just kidding.
Would y'all go see John Hinckley? Have we talked about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would we go see?
Yeah, would you go see?
I don't know. The tickets probably be expensive, huh?
And, this friend of mine books at a venue in D.C., he said legally, I don't think John Hinckley's even allowed to play in DC.
But I'm he's banned in DC.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about
for people that don't get that reference, because I totally get the reference. What is banned in DC?
Bad Brains.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I would probably go see John.
Would
Hinckley.
You book him as a venue owner?
Sure. Why not?
I feel like it's, you'd be like, damn, I'm going to get a lot of bullshit over this.
How much do you think his guarantee is?
Probably not that much.
You know? I mean, any normal time, there's some band that you've never heard of. Like, there's this big outlash. Like, one of the dudes is a rapist or something. It's like, it happens relatively often nowadays. People in bands are such ridiculous scumbags. Shooting Ronald Reagan is really not that bad of a thing.
Well, yeah, that means you could book him with like an anarcho-punk band. You'd be like, yo, man, this dude tried to kill the president.
Yeah, what if you're John Hinckley, though? Bless his heart. And you have to listen to like five street punk bands every night. Like, I would go, assassinate president in Minecraft.
Like...
attempts.
Yeah, I would probably book him. Like, I don't he's paid his debt to society. They released him, you know?
Right.
Like, if you believe in any kind of like reformation, like, you know, if you believe in shit like prison reform and stuff like that, then he's just out. Yeah. He's
five
released,
easy so. Payments to the penal system.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, what do you got for topics this week?
So I went to see Vanilla Ice yesterday.
Nice. Was that real?
Yeah, that was real.
Did you see the Ninja Turtles too?
I did.
So you took zero pictures of the Ninja Turtles.
Well, they weren't.
You took video made a video of Vanilla Ice.
Of Vanilla Ice.
So the Ninja Turtles, from what Josh, I could tell.
You texted us this multiple times yesterday.
Turtles weren't that visible. Like, I don't know where their booth was to meet them. Like, you know, I looked.
Was it near
the pond?
And
I couldn't find the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I couldn't find the Ninja Turtles. I could see where the line was for every, like, anime voice actor, but I could not find the line to where.
Did you see that one of those dudes looks a lot like Ian McKay?
Ninja Turtle?
One of the voice actors, I looked up that.
Oh,
that
yeah. I actually thought, I was like, damn, Ian was there? And, it was like. I don't know what voice he was. I don't know how I would know. Ash. I'm just going to say he voices Ash.
From Pokemon?
Yeah.
Ash is voiced by a girl.
From Evil Dead?
No, see, I knew he'd know. So I went to see Vanilla Ice. It was pretty bad. He basically only played like two of his songs, or I only know two of his songs, and he played all of his other songs.
Did he do ninja rap?
He did ninja rap. Okay. Which isn't really a full song. And there's not.
Let's not pass judgment. Exactly. I've heard some like pretty short songs from grindcore bands, like post rock bands and stuff, where it's like, you know, a minute 45 seconds and shit. So,
did he play?
Will still version? Doesn't know what post rock means.
No, I don't at all.
How was Vanilla Ice and Ninja Turtles in the same building at the same time, and they played that song? And they did not come out together. Like
they did come out together for Ninja Rap.
Okay, good.
They were
seems worth mentioning. I'm surprised.
Yeah, they were totally on stage for Ninja Rap, and they came back out during Ice Ice Baby, which canonically doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
What was funny about Vanilla Ice is he kept going on these little things about how the 90s were the best, and then he was talking about how TikTok dances are bad.
He was right.
Yeah. And he said that y'all don't know how to dance, and he also said that we used to have to come home at a certain time, but nowadays you kids don't leave home. And then he was also like, don't let the media divide you. So he was just like
boomer. He was boomer ranting on stage.
Oh, he said, don't let the media divide you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did he say, where we go one, we go all?
I was about to say, was he eventually like, and the kids today, they boys think they can be girls.
No, he didn't go that far. I don't, maybe he's self-aware enough that he didn't, or, but yeah, he would always kind of stop right before complete boomer, like just kind of.
Okay. So you still haven't explained where you were yesterday.
All right, so there was a convention called Collecticon, and it was primarily a card convention, and
did you get some magic cards while you were there?
No, when getting there I was like, I am not this level of nerd, like, and no, like, you know, it's like, I don't know if I need to catch up, I don't think I can, like, it's just like the type of person there that was into that. I don't know anything about cards. Like,
Josh,
really,
while you were like playing in bands, these guys were studying the metaphorical blade. Okay. Like you can try the rest of your life and you'll never catch up to these people.
They were dudes that looked like they were like Gastonia mechanic dudes. And they would be walking in with like the coolest Dragon Ball Z, like print shirt, you know, like this button down shirts that are like, kind of silk, sort of. Silk isn't the right.
Guy Fieri shirts.
Yeah, but it was like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that type of dude.
I mean, because there was a lot of that. It was just like kind of like just normal ass people, but they're really into Yu-Gi-Oh.
As opposed to what kind of people exactly? Like, let's unpack that there. Like, why? Like, what is the type of person that you expected?
Well, sometimes at conventions, I feel like now they've been kind of run over by, you can kind of tell that they're, okay, actually, here's what I mean. Nerd culture has kind of been taken over by kind of mainstream jocks. So oftentimes you will see kind of,
geek culture is pop culture now.
And so I felt that I was amongst actual nerds, like old school nerds. Like it's just like,
Gotcha. The kind that grew up without a sense of community.
Yeah.
Like nowadays you can find instantly online, you can find 10,000 other people that are into whatever niche thing that you are super, super into. But back in the day, you were kind of alienated from most of the people that you had day to day contact with because they did not have an understanding or love for what you did.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's the type of what a lot of comic book conventions now I feel like are almost like the jock version of these things, you know, like it's just
have said yesterday that would have got your ass beat by these people, like these jocks, these nerd jocks.
I have a wife.
Well, the nerd jocks weren't there at the card convention. They would probably be at the Heroes Con kind of stuff. So I don't, that's the thing with type of either trading cards, like sports cards, and then on to Magic Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know what I could have said even to offend them, because I know so little about like Yu-Gi-Oh!
I mean, probably just that. You probably could have said something very misinformed and they would have like yoked you up against the wall and be like, what the fuck did you just say?
You could have said something like, oh, those cards are banned in tournament play or something, and then knowing that, but the problem is they'd probably be like, no, they're not. You see, if you look at the rule book here, you just be like, I'm going this way.
See, and we're saying all this stuff about nerds and stuff while Vic is a long standing Magic the Gathering player.
Absolutely.
So he is
one. I have also dungeon mastered a few Dungeons and Dragons games. I mean, that's cool.
Actually, I wish that there was more. I didn't see
a lot. Are you a dungeon top or dungeon bottom?
I guess they wouldn't have Dungeons and Dragons stuff there. I mean, what are people like collect? I mean, it's part they of do, the
there's box. Minis.
Oh, okay. I don't know what any of this is. But, I mean, I don't know.
So all using your brain power, you can't imagine what a Dungeons & Dragons mini would be. Even no. like a context clues guess.
I don't know. I don't know what that would mean. What okay. is a minis? What is a minis? Just
they're little figures that you mini? Can use to play the game with.
Oh, just figurines. Okay. Oh, gotcha. All right.
Well, like the top hat and the shoe?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Are there okay?
Minneapolis.
Maybe this.
Have you ever seen anybody play Warhammer 40K?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I had two friends as a kid who I would go over to their house and. Yeah. you're not far off. But no, and I went to their house when I was a kid, and I watched them paint. You know, miniatures and play Warhammer while I was sitting around being like, so when are we going to play, like, you know, Fatal Fury and we're going to play...
Guys, like, Tekken 3 is right here on the Sega Saturn.
Please, yeah. Virtual Fighter.
Play? Yeah.
Yes. PS1.
Yeah, so I don't know. So it was pretty cool, but I was just like, I don't know anything about this. There was a guy selling like VHS tapes, so that was fun. But Vanilla Ice, yeah, I don't know.
Also, like collectible stuff, like Magic the Gathering, like those, there's super rare cards from Magic. Like the, what is it, the Black Lotus card?
Of the rare ones, yeah.
Wait, Black Lotus? I thought that was Pokemon stuff.
Nope.
Or is that Yu-Gi-Oh? That's Magic the Gathering.
Okay, look at me. I know wow. something about Magic the Gathering.
I'm pretty sure maybe. Black Lotus played a Gathering of the Juggalos.
Probably.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering of the Juggalos.
That's Jada Pinkett Smith's band, right?
Can we call this episode Magic the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Yes, absolutely. That's got to be the name of a podcast or something.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like it's two very specific niche things. That somebody is into.
Yeah, so they seem like nice people.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure they are very nice, unless you say the wrong thing about Yu-Gi-Oh, like we said. They beat your fucking ass. Yeah,
yeah, if you call it Yu-Gi-Oh.
Maybe. Yeah, they beat your ass in front of the Ninja Turtles booth.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
So, okay, so you saw Vanilla Ice perform.
Yeah.
He went on a boomer rant.
Mm-hmm.
Who else, like, what other celebrities were there?
I guess if you knew anything about anime, then there were a lot of celebrities there.
There was a bunch of, it's not coming to me. What's that fucking show? It's live
Ninja
action.
Ninja Turtles.
No, it's live action, and they have
Power
the
Rangers.
Power Rangers is
oh, yes. Right. There were a bunch of Power Rangers.
I was going to say Ray Donovan.
Yeah, Ray Donovan. Liev Schreiber was there. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Liev Schreiber was a Power Ranger?
He played Sabretooth, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That would fit.
Yeah, but I think you should Liev Schreiber.
The original Black Ranger was there, and the original Red Ranger was there.
Whoa, Zach was there?
I don't know.
Yeah, he does the convention circuit a lot, actually.
Damn.
I mean, what else has he done, you know? Like, I would, too, if
hey,
I was
whoa,
him.
easy.
I'm just saying that he did something awesome, career. And he celebrates that one thing because he never did jack shit otherwise.
Wow.
God. Vic, I think you're wrong, but you're not. So,
Do you think this is a better deal for Vanilla Ice, or do you think this is like? Do you think he's depressed? Because I was thinking about like he barely played an hour, and it felt like he
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah,
like, but how could he possibly have played anywhere close to an hour?
Yeah, it Boomerants. Felt like it was like. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he like, kind of filled a lot of time.
He did the
Bono
thing.
Did he do an invitation for people to come get saved at the bottom of the stage and stuff?
Wait a second. What is Vanilla Ice cover?
It's just blanking my... Is it
Cold as Ice by Foreigner?
Oh, Bismarcky?
Yeah, he did a Bismarcky cover.
That's kind of fucking rad.
Yeah.
What, is that a shame?
Well, the fact that, you know, a bad rapper has to cover a good rapper.
Yeah, that's true.
I would fucking love to see Vanilla Ice do Biz Markie.
I'm definitely morbidly curious. I would love to have seen this. Absolutely.
Did he play his new metal material?
No, he didn't. I think he kind of knows that people.
Everybody
don't.
Hates
he
it.
He knows why he's there. Like, yeah, let's be real.
Yeah, he played up. He was like, who amongst us went to Blockbuster in the 90s? And everyone's like,
So he was just calling out 90s references.
Yes.
Shout out to my Pog owners.
Yeah, tell me he covered like Chaka Khan or something. That'd be fucking dope.
Now he just kind of was like, oh, collectors? All right, 90s. You know, but then he was like, who had a MySpace? And I was like, dude, you don't understand what happened in the 90s. Like, and then everyone was like, yeah! Yeah, just like, you can divide us if we all had MySpace. Yeah, like, but yeah.
Who remembers the Kraft macaroni and cheese blue box, please, commercials?
Who remembers Friendster?
God. Yeah. But, yeah. GeoCities. What up?
I got a little rain thing on their site.
I got a question for all you so-called millennials. What y'all know about Zanga?
Yeah. Y'all are all just a bunch of dancing babies.
.com bubble, what?
Dude, I'm surprised there wasn't Dancing Baby in the background, because they had a screen. So when he played Ice Ice Baby, they played the music video for Ice Ice Baby behind him. And then when he did Ninja Rap, it was playing, you know, the scene from Ninja Turtles. So,
which, by the way, my dad was there for filming that. He filmed that scene.
Wow.
So just a little...
But that was great. Reference. I would recommend everyone go see Vanilla Ice at a convention.
So, okay, were you there
not
for
Ninja
work,
Turtles though?
Or did I you was go for there, pleasure?
I was there business for pleasure. We didn't have it was business. Okay. We didn't have a table or anything, but we were just fraternizing.
This was a networking event for you?
This was a networking event.
That's so funny to me. Okay, what kind of attire did you wear? Was it business casual? Were you in khakis, polo shirt with your
monogram logo? White t-shirt that had a lot of pop culture references on it. And
like what? No. You can't gloss past this. I have this t-shirt.
It's this label called Poison City Records. And on the shirt, it has a bunch of like, kind of punk logo. It's like they're all hidden. You would have to be like, I know what that is. So it has like a bunch of like punk references, but they're so embedded it just kind of makes one image. Okay. So it just looks like a regular punk.
So it's like a 3D eye like poster shirt.
It's just like you're like, Megazord? Oh, that's the
you relax logo. Your eyes and it's like, oh, Operation Ivy. Okay.
You're like, oh, that's an old skateboard. That's a Zorlac skateboard. That's the Husker Du logo. Stuff like that. Where it just looks like a regular shirt. So it definitely didn't fit the vibe of what I was there. No one would have noticed.
Okay.
And I had just like shorts on, and just like a little bag on it, like a fanny pack, but across my,
a messenger bag,
kind of a small messenger bag. So that since I had shorts on, are we really getting into the attire of what I wore?
I just wanted like a cursory glance at what your outfit was, you are giving us a deep dive behind the scenes.
I was wearing Nikes.
Okay.
And
what kind of socks? I mean, Nike socks as well?
Not Nike socks.
Oh,
but
Josh,
they didn't have
come
a rival
on. Josh,
brand.
Come the fuck on, man.
They were just like black socks. I wasn't actually wearing underwear because the shorts that I have were essentially swim shorts, but they look like regular shorts.
Right on.
And so
any
they
accessories,
have,
rings, necklaces.
Josh, you wore swim trunks to.
They look like regular shorts, though.
Josh.
Yeah. They
so
look like
you,
shorts.
Instead of wearing underwear, you. So you. This is like a
they have
toddler's outfit. This is like toddler pants for an adult. So they had lining in these shorts.
You say that like it's a bad thing. I don't know.
They had lining.
Actually, if you wear underwear with the lining shorts, then it kind of is like
you get a whole
up.
Mess down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a Mormon thing. Isn't that the special underwear that they wear?
The temple garments.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
We've talked about this for so long.
Yeah, we have. What other topics you got this week?
I went to see Top Gun Maverick. And I know so
did you join the Navy?
I enlisted. I enlisted again the first time.
This will be Josh's last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I,
before he ships off.
And this wasn't the first time I tried to enlist. I didn't get in the first time because I'm deaf in one ear.
That's not a joke. That is not a joke at all. I remember when you were traveling. Didn't you ride a bus up to Raleigh?
I rode a bus to Raleigh, and I took the ASVAB, which is the test to get into the military.
And failed it miserably.
No, I passed it.
I'm just
but
kidding.
I failed the hearing test. And then they were like, well, you can't do sonar. And I was like, I was not ever trying to do sonar. But every once in a while,
I can't talk to
about,
whales.
Every once in a while, I think about it like, damn, I would have just died. I'd be dead.
It would have been like a down periscope situation.
And just in case anyone's wondering, like if you're like, you know, you're on Twitter too much and you're wondering why a guy on George Center tried to join the military. I was very poor and I grew up in a trailer park and I saw no way to progress my life. So yes, that's the answer to a lot of reason that people join the military after they watch Top Gun.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. So.
Do you guys know the story of the two friends of ours that it was real late at night and they were both really drunk and one of them's like, I think I'm going to join the Navy tomorrow. And the other guy was like, you know what? If you do it, I'm going to do it too.
Yep.
And then the next day showed up and the one dude actually went to go try and join the Navy. And the other dude was like, dude, I was fucking drunk. I'm not doing that shit.
And the guy actually joined, like he signed up.
He ended up somehow in the Army instead. I don't think the Navy would have him.
Yeah. I think in my 30s, they really want me to join the military and become a fighter pilot and as being like deaf in one ear. So they need, that's how desperate they are. They need me.
So I learned something about Tom Cruise this week that I thought was interesting. Besides that,
do you think he's related to Terry Crews?
Yeah.
Yes. So he apparently had a lot of guilt after the original Top Gun came out.
I heard this too, yeah.
Yeah, which is why he did Born on the 4th of July afterwards, because he was kind of bummed out that it was used as a recruiting tool by the Navy to get so many people to join up for the military. And I don't know, I had never heard any kind of stories where that gave kind of his insight, like besides like, I'm an actor. I love the movies are amazing. Hollywood's amazing. Like that's kind of the base level, like personality speed. And I've never, yeah, exactly.
It's crazy to hear
slave
about
labor
him.
Is awesome. Like Scientology fucking rules.
It's crazy to hear about him having a stance.
Exactly. That is why it stuck out. I was like, I didn't know Tom Cruise felt any way about any of his movies besides, oh, I loved the experience. Yeah,
I loved running.
Exactly.
I was also very surprised to hear it too. I'm pretty sure it was probably, was it TDZ that you heard it on?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me too. Yep. And there was a moment there where they did say it was never expressly said that specific, like he did not like how it seemed like a recruiting thing. Top Gun, right. And then that movie came out not long after he said that, but it was never expressly stated that specifically.
Gotcha. Okay, so not like in an interview or some
but
shit.
It seemed, one could make that connection, though, for sure. Gotcha.
Do you think he was actually mad that they didn't cut him in on a percentage?
The American government did. Yeah.
They should give him a percentage point,
like on the back end.
Yeah, because it's like
they didn't.
For Top Gun Maverick, it's like he got 12.5 million, which for him seems kind of low. Because I feel there's like a type of actor that like only gets like no less than 25 million.
Right,
and but it's like something about like every dollar that's earned, he gets a percentage off of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So he's got pretty good deal. What I will say, that movie fucking rocked. And anyone and they mentioned this on TDZ as well. We all know that it's military propaganda. Like, stop with that. Like, we understand. I've had friends that are like, I'm not going to see that recruitment tool. And it's like, dude, we fucking know.
So when
like,
people
stop.
Say that, so this is a similar conversation to like, I can't believe this podcast I listened to had this ad play. And it's like, okay. Think about what you're saying.
We're still
right
talking about TDZ in a way.
Well, any podcast that like, are you afraid that it's going to work on you? Like, are you afraid that if you go see Top Gun Maverick that you might actually start talking to the recruiter outside? Because, like, if that's the case, you've got larger, deeper issues when it comes to self-control. You know what I mean? It's like, I, as far as I'm concerned, if a show that I listen to, if their main listener base, if what they talk about flies in the face of whoever is trying to give them money to produce their show and make them money, like, I'm like, yeah, like, play me the ads, because I know this listener base is not going to be affected by this ad. Nobody is going to go out and join the army because they play like an Army of One commercial, you know?
Yeah, well, I do want
to. They come back from break and they shit talk the military the entire, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
I do want to listen to that NFT podcast, though.
That sounds incredibly bad.
That phenomenon you're talking about reminds me of, like, the preachers and stuff. And, like, if we just allow gay people to get married, like, I mean, we all want to marry gay people. Like, we all want to do that. Like, if we just let that happen.
Yeah. And which is all of this to say, this episode this week is brought to you by Tucker Carlson weeknights at 8:30 on Fox News Channel. We really appreciate the sponsor.
7:30, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was East Coast, or actually, like,
Central
Bermuda time.
They want to thank Halliburton for being a patron.
Please don't
exactly.
Please don't seriously watch this. By the way, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm like, just literally watch anything else.
Ryan, I think literally everybody knows.
I know.
This is the whole point.
Thank you, Debbie. You have not been listening to anything. You just tuned in when I said Tucker Carlson, and you're like, whoa, we're doing what now?
As somebody who does watch Tucker Carlson every now and then,
God damn it.
I'm saying go do it. I mean, it is... can be funny, it can be enraging, and if you are listening to this, there's no way you're gonna be like, you know what, he has a point here,
you know? exactly. Josh, what else you got for topics?
I actually had a topic, but it was on your list, so I'm not gonna steal your topic again. But what? I really wanted to talk about the whole Gadget Rescue Rangers thing, so I'll let you take it. I guess now we're in your topic, because
okay,
the way that I tried to explain this to my bandmates, and they were like, I had to be like, okay, there's a new Rescue Rangers movie, and they're like, why? You know, so there's so many layers.
First of all, has everybody seen the new Rescue Rangers movie?
I have, yeah.
It's great.
So I have, I do feel like I want to watch it again just to get it.
Yes, there's so many references in there. Like, it's so heavy with, just kind of meta commentary. And can you imagine, on, like, the industry?
Like, before you watch this movie and you heard me say, I have to watch it again just to get it, wouldn't that be surprising to you for the fucking Rescue Rangers movie?
Yes, yeah.
So, did everyone like it here?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I enjoyed it.
It was fantastic. I love the funniest thing to me was the Uncanny Valley, or the Uncanny Alley. I forget what they call it exactly.
Yeah, Uncanny Alley, yeah, they call it. But yeah.
So, like, that whole reference to that period of animation, so where things look so, like, awkward, is absolutely fantastic. Okay, so what Josh is talking about is I tweeted about this the other day. This tweet from Oh My Fandoms 31 says, the 4chan guys that wanted to fuck Gadget have some thoughts about the new Rescue Rangers movie on Disney Plus. All right, I'm not going to, so that's graphic enough. I'm not going to read every word of this.
I read the comments and I was like, I don't ever want to read these again.
Yeah. So,
and then you drew a picture of Gadget.
Did they stop to consider for a second how this would affect her hordes of loyal fans? Of course not. Hordes. They have no shame. They just pulled the rug out from under us. And what he's referring to is, in the new Chippendale movie, Gadget and Zipper are married and they have 42 children. They specify that they've had 42 kids.
So they're, what they're upset about is that she's off the market and she's not single, so they don't have a chance to fuck her. Is that what it is?
They are mad.
I think there's a little bit more loaded up, but I don't want to cut ahead because I think it might reveal itself.
This is another comment. Let me explain. Gadget was a character that represented the sexual awakening of an entire generation, and having her explicitly portrayed being impregnated by a filthy insect that feeds off excrement with its maggot vermin abomination offspring is the equivalent of BMWF spam posting on this website. It is, in fact, Disney's way of imprinting. It is, in fact, Disney's way of imprinting demoralization, cuckoldry, porn on an already disenfranchised millennial, and it is truly and nakedly evil. I will not give a single penny to them, and I refuse to watch this learned helplessness conditioning propaganda.
This is the shame on Disney. Shit I've ever heard in my
life. It truly is. This is another level of inceldom.
Did any of these, guys talk to guidance counselors?
No. What do you think?
BMWF, black male, white female.
Okay. Oh, because, fuck. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
So, okay. There's so much they are loading up into this basically because the Allstate guy does the voice for Zipper. Yeah. And so then by association, she is in an interracial marriage and has a lot of kids. Thus, what the they think fuck? It's making a lot of comments.
Holy shit,
basically
dude.
Because Zipper, but that was all, it was all a joke. It's like Zipper is wee, wee, wee. But if we give him the Allstate guy's voice, that's funny. That's well, the only it's not joke just, they're like, making.
In the original Rescue Rangers show, they all had these sped up, high-pitched voices, right? And then you learned that that was them doing their character, that they actually have normal speaking voices. They're actors, right? So, like, Zipper is included in that. Zipper has this, like, smooth baritone voice that he was just, you know, putting on a character for the show.
But Monterey Jack was still basically Monterey Jack. But
right,
maybe
because
he's the
had
type
like,
of actor that just has one.
Exactly, like he didn't need to do a voice. He was, you know, he was the big burly mouse or whatever. Yeah.
you glad know, we got to the bottom of
that. You know, the big burly mouse type.
But
know.
How much they're loading up onto that? But they heard his voice when the Allstate guy talked, and then it was just like Stormfront.
Yeah, right.
I was angry at first. I actually had to stop the movie after the 42 were mentioned because I just couldn't take it. Zipper. Fucking Zipper. It could have been anyone else, but no, Zipper. I'm going to come off like a weirdo for saying this, but I cried. Let me get through this. I cried for at least 10 minutes, but not more than 30 minutes.
Specify the exact range.
That would be weird, which I'm not.
That would be weird.
It is not too late to push these dudes into lockers.
They're anonymous, though. You don't know.
Yeah, it could be any one of us. You could be walking amongst them. That's the scary thing, is that you could work next to a person who gets
on
4chan.
You could do a podcast with them.
Yeah. it's a joke about Ryan and he doesn't know it. I'm just kidding. We love you. We love you. We know that you're not into Gadget that way. That
or
you've
racist.
Told us. Or racist. Nah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm happy for Zipper and Gadget.
Yeah, I am too. But okay, so like I don't know what there is to say about it other than there is a whole generation of young men. Well, not even young men. These are men. These are our age,
yeah,
by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's
maybe
the thing
even
that we
older.
Like have to. Yeah, exactly. Like if you experience a sexual awakening with Gadget, then you are older than we are, and right. your brain is completely fucking broken. Like you are broken as a human being. You should not have a family. You should not have a well-paying job. You should not have any good things in life if you are on the internet complaining about this shit.
They could have a family, and they can only see the children on the weekend if they're lucky.
Only supervised visits.
What you should do is if you are feeling this way, if you're on the cusp, don't post on 4chan about Gadget. Instead, go to a card convention and watch Vanilla Ice. That's the positive thing you should do with these feelings.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in retrospect, the funny thing is that any of us are surprised by this. Like, we should have guessed, like, at any point somebody has written some racist incel rant about anything, especially if it's nostalgic and cartoon related.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Ruining, like, the cry, anytime someone says, way to ruin my childhood, I think that is one of the biggest red flags for an adult person to say that.
Yeah, you're expressing your entitlement.
Entitlement. You have an unhealthy relationship to pop culture. If you if you use that phrase, because like every time they would
and remake, you're not like, knowingly when, being like jokingly
exactly
like,
hyperbolic, exactly. If you're not being ironic about it, then you have an unhealthy relationship. Anytime they reboot a franchise, guess what? Your childhood still exists. Those movies still exist. It doesn't affect your childhood in one way or another.
Do you all remember how mad people got when they took away Lola Bunny's Mommy Milkers?
Say that five times fast.
Okay. There is one caveat to this discussion. It is Lola Bunny's Mommy Milkers. That is the one area that is understandable, justified outrage.
That is not the episode title, by the way.
Well, Dan's got to make the image. What do we care?
Just get him to make it and then be like, nah, we're kidding. Just make the other one. Because I want to see it.
That's actually a really great idea, and I think we will do that.
Hilarious idea.
I had one thing about the whole my childhood is ruined, or like you've ruined this. I believe it was Alan Moore that interviewed years ago, where they asked about, you know, when they adapt some of his books into films. They're like, how do you feel about them hurting or potentially ruining your works? And he was like, well, he's like, look at my bookshelf over there. My books are still intact. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
But he expressly said that he hated every film adaptation of anything that he's ever done.
Yeah. Coincidentally, I know one thing he apparently really loves is that apparently he's a huge fan of The Wire. So
he wrote The Wire. God damn.
Alan Moore's The Wire would be a little different.
Like, I thought he was British. He has a very well-rounded understanding of Baltimore politics. I mean,
what do you think a British Wire would be?
Oh, the British Wire.
The tube.
it would be about Lord Baltimore, like the actual person that Baltimore is.
Sir Lord
is.
Baltimore?
Yeah, yes. Sir Lord Baltimore.
I get that, Vic.
I don't, but
it's a band.
Okay, there's a band called Sir Lord Baltimore.
Yeah, and they're fucking awesome.
That's cool. It's a cool name. Are they from Baltimore or no?
I don't know. Ryan, are they? I think they might be.
No.
That would be a little on the nose. That would be like having like Cape Fear in your band name if you're from Wilmington or something.
I think there's so many Wilmington bands called
exactly
that.
Exactly. It is a cool name, but it's like overdone, you know. It'd be like it's too small.
Okay, so I guess if you guys want to talk about it, I joined Truth Social. I really just wanted to see if I could get banned or something, you know? So I haven't gotten banned yet, but I have had my comments removed, which now I realize that's the trick. So they advertise full freedom of speech and like you won't get banned for saying anything, but they'll just remove your comments. Okay. And then they don't tell you that the comments are being removed and you don't get banned, you know, so you can keep posting and you never realize. So that's the trick they do to make people think that they have full open free speech, but they don't. They are censored.
So they don't give you when they remove your comment, like on Facebook, if you have a comment removed, it says Facebook removed your comment for hateful conduct or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever had a comment removed from Facebook. But So that, so they don't give you, they don't let you know, and you just think your comment is still there.
Yeah, because I knew, I was like, that's the whole experiment. It was like, how are they censoring? Like, it's not fully freedom of speech.
No, no,
there's no way that they're really doing it, you know? I tried a few different things. Like, mainly, I was, like, testing the waters when I was, like, you know, I said that there's somebody posted a thing about, like, it's time to pull up your sleeves, but not for the reason you think, it's to like fight or whatever.
And we got to unclog the garbage disposal. Yeah.
But yeah, my comment was like, I fight with my sleeves down because I'm not a woman. and then there was like, there's a lot of, this is a really weird thing. They post these like there's a lot of QAnon shit on there, of course, but they post these like long, like QAnon almost poem kind of things. And at the bottom, a link to a, like infomercial for supplements that they're selling, you know. So I clicked on one of those.
Are they Q pills? No. Are they red pills? That, like, if somebody hasn't come out with like a brain supplement called red pills, they fucking
should absolutely do that. What a great idea.
What are you doing, man?
Don't tell anybody and do it yourself and make $1 million right now.
Or Q-ludes instead of Quaaludes. We gotta open up a merch shop with red pills and Q-ludes.
So yeah, I like you know, posted a bunch of stuff about how, you know, George Soros funds supplements like Brain Force Plus and Metacore, and you know, not a lot of traction. So the comment that got removed, obviously I had crossed a line, and so I apologize in advance. That is a little line crossing here.
It is about Gadget and Zipper.
About, I said that, hey, it's okay, it's their life, and they're like, yeah, fuck you. under the QAnon supplement post, somebody was just like, you know what, prayer works. And under that, I was like, this is the truth. My daughter was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and my questions were answered, and she died suffering like that bitch deserved. She's an atheist, and she's burning in hell right now.
Damn.
So that's how you cross the line.
Damn. Okay, so they removed that.
They removed it, yeah.
Okay, okay. And this was disclaimer. Vic he was role playing there. He was testing the waters. Like, don't.
How do you know where the line is till you cross it?
Exactly. Damn. Okay, so a lot of my Twitter friends, I saw like when Getter was a thing, and I think of them have Getter's
gone.
Yeah, no, Getter's done. they signed up early on and grabbed handles of famous conservative personalities. So like, I had Jordan Peterson on.
That was so good.
Getter for a while, and I was like posting quotes from like Marx and Lenin and like McCartney. You know, super Ringo, you know, and then like just in as Jordan Peterson, and getting a lot. And then somebody else was on there as Steven Crowder. And he immediately shot up. He had like 50,000 followers on there. I think it was Hoss Bossman, actually, the guy that named this podcast. He was on there as Steven Crowder, and he would I guess it's like retweet
it retruthing on Truth Social.
That's right. So it's RTing, but it's retruthing.
And you also get red check marks instead of blue check marks.
All right. So yeah, anyway, I had a little following on there, and then eventually got banned for impersonating Jordan Peterson. And then I think the entire thing collapsed. In all seriousness, I'm pretty sure Getter Done is a real thing. So. Okay. Well, so you're having your comments removed. Are you just going to stay on there just to kind of survey the place?
Well, yeah. You know, I always had some weird thing. It's like, I want to go where they're talking about QAnon shit. I want to see like the source of the Q, like where do you go to see a Q drop?
Right.
You know, but I don't want to go to fucking 8chan, you know. I don't want to go to a website that was born out of child pornography being banned from 4chan, you know.
Yeah. 8kun, I believe, is what it's called now.
Do you think there's a QAnon DJ that does Q drops?
Where we go one, we go all. So yes, I fucking 100% believe that that's a real thing that's happening right now today.
I mean, there are MAGA rappers, so it's
that's true.
Yeah, that was a very interesting development this week for pro wrestling.
For pro wrestling.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You say these things like we...
Exactly. Like, we have any idea what you're talking about.
All right. So, and actually, I think it was Schweitz who had to message me. He was like, what's up with this? And I was like, oh, yeah, there's this girl who wrestles in WWE, Nikita Lyons, who, admittedly, very attractive lady. And hold off on this.
You knew it was out there.
Yeah. Josh sent it to all of us. It's on your phone too, by the way. Oh my god.
For those of you only listening to the audio, don't worry, you're good.
No, you don't have to. No, we can just pick it back up.
Yeah. So there's a lady named Nikita Lyons who works for the WWE who posted a video on Memorial Day of her like showing off her nunchuck skills while a MAGA rap song in the back played in the background.
That sounds
and
fucking
it was,
sick.
It was a song. It was all about like storming the Capitol and like blah 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 blah. And like most people on there were just like, "Damn girl, you're so fine." But there was a good chunk of people who were like, "Yeah, this is a little sus, don't you think?" And she was like, "Hey man, I'm just celebrating freedom. I'm just showing, you know, I'm just celebrating all we love about the good freedoms we have." And it was just like the nicknames that she's been getting though have been fucking brilliant, like MAGA the Stallion and shit like that.
That's good.
Oh, it's so good. But I didn't know that was a thing. I was just like a movement that is, you know, pretty heavily steeped in, you know, fear of the white race being eradicated. I was like, you making rap is so ironic.
There's been MAGA rappers for years.
Completely imagine Kim Cattrall scatting style rap, but about the January 6th, you know.
Kim Cattrall?
It's probably worse than that, I would imagine.
Right on. Tell me you don't know what I'm talking about, Ryan?
I do not.
Okay, well, after this podcast is over, go Google Kim Cattrall scatting. And you're welcome.
Oh, man. It's really not good. It's really not good. But the MAGA rap. Ryan, what do you got for topics this week?
Well, I actually have one, which is, are there any TV or movie themes you think that have lasted, kind of stood the test of time more than the actual, like, source? Because I was listening at work the other day to do you ever know the song? I think it's called I Can Dream About You. It's like a one-hit wonder of the 1980s, but it came from a movie. Josh, you might have seen it. Streets of Fire?
I actually haven't seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
It's been on my list.
Okay. It is something else. but the song from that was number one hit. And if you heard it, you'd probably be like, oh, that song. It came from that movie, but like no one fucking remembers that. Like absolutely fucking nobody remembers that. Most people will say like, what the fuck is Streets of Fire? So it's kind of something like that. Can you think of any other songs like that that have outlived their source?
The source material. Okay. This is a hard one. I would probably need some time to think about this for me specifically. Anybody?
Damn, my topic I've had on here for months has stumped you.
I don't know if my brain is wrapping around even the concept.
So basically, can we think of a song that originated from a movie
or TV show,
but nobody remembers the movie anymore? The song outshined the source material. Does that make sense?
Kinda. So I think I have one, but it's not, it didn't really gain the popularity. It's just in my brain this happened. But have you ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yeah.
So, you know, at the very end, during the credits scene, where they have like two real good singers like sing one of the songs from the movie.
I don't remember that.
They part. Have this like real like it almost like Endless Love style version of it. It's so fucking good. Like, you go back and listen to that sometime. Just watch Robin Hood Men in Tights and go to the credits and listen to that fucking song. It's so goddamn good.
I can't think of any examples. Like, I'm trying to think of movies, but I'm like maybe the Bodyguard theme, but of course, I'm like, yeah. I don't think it was written for it. And also, I feel like both kind of hold up. And
or what about the Titanic song?
But it's like that, people. But remember.
Titanic's one of the biggest movies of all time. You know, like everybody associates that with Jack and
the Beanstalk.
No one really remembers. Not Diane.
What was Jack and Rose like at the front of the ship? You know, like that. It doesn't. I know what Ryan's talking about. It like eclipses. Like the movie is completely forgettable, and it just became like it's its own thing entirely.
You know, I saw. A musical one time, I can't remember. I think it was maybe Gypsy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'd never heard of the musical before in my life, but in the musical, like the song is like, you'll be swell, you'll be great, you're gonna have the whole world on a plate. I'm like, I've heard that song a million times and I've never heard of this musical. I had no idea that's where it came from.
Oh, weird. Okay. I think that's a pretty popular musical, though. That is my
own ignorance.
So I learned earlier this week that "Take My Breath Away" was written for the Top Gun soundtrack.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. Yeah. I thought that was just included on the Top Gun soundtrack. I learned it this week at 36 years old that song was written specifically for the movie. But again, that's just my ignorance. Like that, the Top Gun is one of the most famous American movies ever, probably. Right.
We need to just compile a list of songs that were made specifically for a movie, you know?
Yeah. Like, that you might not realize.
Right.
Okay, I got a Patreon topic from Gray Tyson, wonderful listener, Gray Tyson. Hey, fellas, Fred Ward's passing got me thinking about the movie Remo Williams. When I was a kid, that movie was the shit. Potential topic idea, what movies were the shit when you were kids that you think might stand up today? Without going back and watching them first, my top pick favorite as a child was Time Bandits. Now I need to rewatch it and see if it holds up.
It does hold up. That movie fucking rules.
Does it? When's the last time you watched it?
I guess it's been like maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay. I've never seen it. I know of the movie, but I've never seen it.
I would say I like The Adventures of Baron Munchausen better, but
that is that is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a great movie.
It's incredible. So good. So movies that you loved as a kid that you think would still hold up today. That's like that. This is such a opinionated topic as far as like what holds up and what doesn't. Like I was talking with Tammy earlier this week about so many of my friends had copies of 80s movies on VHS that when they started watching movies, a lot of the movies that they were watching at home were done like in the 80s filmmaking style. I wasn't watching a lot of those movies as a kid. So 80s filmmaking is very boring to me. Like, I don't, like, my brain was not formed by it. You know, I didn't have older brothers that were, like, really into movies
that
like Predator that I know of, yes. like a lot of the Arnold Schwarzenegger action movies or a lot of the Sylvester Stallone 80s movies and stuff. I didn't see those until I was an adult. And as an adult, I'm watching it going like, God damn, this is bad. This is real fucking, you know, like it just completely, it's like the thing I brought up before where my version of AC/DC is Brian Johnson, because that's the version that I heard in those formative years. You know what I mean? Not the original. So that's kind of how my brain, you know, that's what my brain got used to. And it's hard for me to go back and watch prior decades of filmmaking because of that.
I have a couple. Admittedly, I've revisited most movies from my childhood that I like. And it's
what about The Little Mermaid?
Too traumatized.
I watched it.
I was gonna. How old were you when you could finally watch Little Mermaid for the first time, all the way through?
40, and that hasn't come up yet. Now I have a couple that I haven't revisited yet that I really liked as a kid, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I've fingers crossed. But did any of y'all see The Big Green? It was
the soccer movie.
Like The Big Green, Kid in King Arthur's Court was one that I used to really like as a kid, and I am petrified to see that again.
That had the Rookie of the Year kid in it, right?
Yeah, Rookie of the Year was another one I was going to mention.
What about it's been a long time since I've seen it, but. Flight of the Navigator.
I never saw
that. I bet
that
would be cool. I bet that would be cool. I don't
know if that one holds up. I feel like I've seen it within the past 10 years.
It's not as good as I remember it.
No, I mean, there's scenes. It's, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it holds. I don't think that one fits, personally. A lot of this is kind of opinion. Like, it's kind of hard to separate. Like, Last Starfighter is one my wife loves because it's like they had that tape growing up. Like,
it's been a long time since I've seen that.
But it's like it's been a while since I've seen it, but it's like the movie's not great, but it's like that doesn't, you know, if you have that connection with it, it doesn't really matter.
The Explorers? Is that a good movie still? It's been a long fucking time.
I feel like it's probably kind of boring. Like, I don't know if it's a neat concept, but I don't feel like it follows through.
What's The Explorers?
This was like River Phoenix, and they they make a tilt-a-whirl and go to space. A bunch of kids do.
Yeah, it's like a trash can spaceship, basically. Yeah.
So it's Elon Musk. Shit. What?
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Dennis the Menace holds up.
Does it really?
Does that
count? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Christopher Lloyd is like the fucking crazy.
He's the villain. Walter Matthau's in it. It was written by John Hughes, I believe. Penelope Ann Miller is the mom. So it's got a lot of
guys from Mimic? For it. Oh, was she in the Relic? Yeah.
Relic. She's in Relic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one holds up. It's really funny. I watch it. It's like, it's kind of like in Mouse Hunt territory for me. Like, I feel like it.
Whoa, watch it now. Yeah. That's words right there.
Yeah, that's hallowed ground, Josh. Yeah,
it's not better than Mouse Hunt, but Dennis the Menace is pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty damn good.
All right. I know I kind of sprang that topic on y'all, but let's try to next week. Let's try to have a movie that holds up from our childhood
I thought it was like that. You expect it to hold up, but you haven't revisited it yet. That's why I said Flight of the Navigator, because like I still haven't seen it, and I imagine it would, and I don't know.
Yes,
for sure.
I think, yeah, you're right. That is what he was saying in that topic. Okay. Want to shout out a new patron, NS Viking 34. I don't know who the hell that is, but well, shout out to NS 34. for subscribing to our Patreon. And we want to, as always, ask you to go to our link tree when we drop the episode. And if you got a few bucks this month or this week or whatever on payday, throw it to Tim's GoFundMe. We appreciate y'all's support there. Go buy a t-shirt. Josh is going to make a Pat Hingle shirt at some time. Possibly, maybe. I don't know. Josh, are you going to make one?
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. I'm like, we just need the black and white image of Pat Hingle from Maximum Overdrive with the rocket launcher, and just Hingle above it. And I was thinking we should make a whole series of this format of shirt, but just with old character actors. So like other dudes from movies from our, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to think of. Yes, just perfect, beautiful. Just like these badass, like, still images from movies of theirs, and just their last name in bold font above.
And if any of our listeners just want to make these for us, we'll put them up on the t-shirt site.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We will take anything that we can get. Josh has lots of Vanilla Ice concerts to go to. He's a very busy man.
Speaking of which, before you get to the end of this, I just want to say I have some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles erotic fan fiction. Oh, if you're prepared for that.
My body is ready.
Vic, do you think we would ever be prepared for that?
This one's pretty tame, so yeah.
Okay, all right. Then I take that back. We are prepared.
Was that all the announcements, though? I didn't want to.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, so this is called I Hate It, But Love You. And it is by Girly Geek from comics.adultfanfiction.org.
Girly Geek is probably a guy, by the way.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Okay. No. She'll share a room with me. All heads turn to Raph, who grinned evilly. But first, she will meet Rose. Mikey, show her. Mikey grabbed her handbag, groceries, and her hand, and dragged her to a small room next to the kitchen. Come on. She followed, frightened. He opened a door and pushed her in, giving her the groceries and handbag. Rose, show her to Raph's room after. The door slammed shut as the dark filled the room. A small lamp turned on, and Skyla turned to see a red-haired girl. She wore a red turtleneck and blue jeans, equipped with trainers, and her hair was up in a ponytail. Hey, I'm Rose. She seemed cheerful. Skyla, Rose smiled in glee. I love that name. So you're Raph's, eh? That's weird. He doesn't pick any girl from the street unless he likes them. Actually, you're the only girl he's picked. He told me he goes for girls with brown hair and dark green eyes like yours, but that's rare. Skyla nodded as the door opened. Rose, 5 minutes. Rose nodded, bowing. Yes, master. The door closed again, and Rose took her hand, giving her the bag and her handbag before leading her out. She took her up a pair of stairs to the bottom room. Good luck. And Rose left. Skyla took a derp breath and walked in, knowing what was going to happen, and the door locked.
I feel shell-shocked, y'all.
A little, I guess this is like a 50 Shades of Grey and TMNT.
This is just radical. Like a Harlequin romance novel, but with Ninja Turtles. Yeah. God. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. Ding.
That's what I was going for, but it was too dark, so I stopped.
Cut that.
Yeah. I like it. It was too dark, so I stopped. Man and his son. And then I kept going.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said it anyway. You remember, hey, you guys remember when I said that thing I wasn't supposed to say? Do you guys remember that?